Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Today we have with us a young woman who is a wife, a mother, a school teacher, and a member of Al-Anon Family Groups. She has agreed to talk with us about anger. Hi, Chris. Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery.
Thanks. It's nice to be here. I'm really excited to have an opportunity to share some of my experiences.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. And on a personal note, I especially admire your willingness to talk with us about anger.
Well, I'm glad to be able to share. As I said, I've definitely had some experiences in that area, and I'd like to share some ways that I've been able to use the Al-Anon program to help me deal with anger.
Great.
Anger was something that really dominated my life as a child, and I didn't ever have a way of dealing with it or know that I was able to deal with it. And as an adult, it was an emotion that I became so numb to that I never even realized that it existed. So once I began to feel those emotions, it was really uplifting for me to be able to release them. So I think it's important to hear that.
Good. So do you think you got some special messages from your family about anger when you were growing up?
Special messages might be an interesting way of saying it. Anger was one of the emotions that was very easily expressed in my house growing up with my alcoholic and with the rest of us. We were able to see vividly, when the alcoholic was angry, and as a result, when the rest of the family was angry, we all followed suit, and that was the only emotion that we could openly express, and it became a very hostile environment.
Mm-hmm. Well, my guess is your experience just before joining Al-Anon was probably similar to the rest of us. You probably went through some tough times. Did anger play any kind of role in the tough times that brought you to Al-Anon?
Absolutely, absolutely. When my father, who was the alcoholic, was angry, he became very violent towards us personally and in the house. It was a very common occurrence for us to be abused as a result of his anger, and for things in the house to be broken, whether it be wrecking cars or wrecking things in the house. His anger was pretty much what dictated what was going to happen in our lives. And so we really tried to walk on eggshells, and everything was related to keeping the peace and keeping the alcoholic from becoming angry, because that was the only protection that we had from it.
Mm-hmm. So did you find yourself kind of repeating this later in life, and that led to you trying your first Al-Anon meeting?
Yes, I definitely allowed other people's anger, and my second alcoholic, the current alcoholic in my life, his anger really controlled how I felt. And when he was angry, I in tune thought that I was supposed to be angry, or assumed that his anger was a direct result of something that I did, and it was my fault, and I needed to fix it. So, my whole existence up until going to Al-Anon, somehow I took responsibility for everybody else's anger and figured out a way to try and fix it, control it, stop it, or just took it all upon myself and made myself feel even worse.
Sure. Well, that sounds very understandable. You've been attending Al-Anon family group meetings for a while now. Have any of your thoughts or feelings about anger changed?
Absolutely. I've learned the biggest thing that I've learned, I would say, is that somebody else's feeling, and this instant it being anger, I don't have control over the way that they feel, and their feelings are their own, and nothing I do can make somebody feel the way they feel, and therefore I don't have to be responsible for anybody else's feeling. I can walk away from the situation. I can remove myself mentally from the situation. I don't have to worry about anybody else's anger. And as a result, it's easier for me to control my own anger or realize whether it's something I need to even be angry about. And and learn, you know, just if it's even worth expressing that much hard feeling that can be physically draining on my own body, that I don't have to be angry about every little thing.
Mm-hmm. So today, do you ever really feel angry about anything?
I can't think of a time lately that I've been really angry. I've definitely had some uneasiness and unpleasant feelings that I can make pass a lot quicker, or I can identify them and realize that it's not truly anger. Anger is an emotion that is so physically draining that I don't want to experience it anymore, because that dominated my life, and so I can really catch it quickly and turn it away a lot easier than I used to be.
So is there anything specific that you do with your anger today that you didn't do before coming to Al-Anon?
I run, and I mean that in the term of exercise, not like I run away from the anger, but I use physical exercise as a way of making myself feel better. I write in journals. I didn't used to journal, and I definitely have developed a relationship with my higher power, and talking with my higher power certainly is a way of giving that feeling to somebody else and to something else as a way of helping me to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm curious, is there anything you'd like to say to someone in our listening audience who might be very much in touch with their own anger right now?
One of the most important things that I came to realize through coming to Al-Anon meetings is that the ability to feel your feelings, both good and bad, is probably the best step in the right direction, even though feeling anger may not feel like a good step, because most of us living in an alcoholic situation get to the feeling of numbness and we don't feel any feelings. So when you begin to experience anger, it means you're also going to be able to experience happiness and hope and love and all of the other feelings out there. And if you can be in touch with your anger, you can begin to identify what it is that's making you angry and how you can take that feeling and turn it into a positive experience.
Well, thanks, Chris, for having the courage to talk with us about anger. And thank you, everyone, for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery. Remember, in Al-Anon family groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. We keep the focus on our actions and behavior and not on someone else. You're welcome to join us right here for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. Just go to www.alanonfamilygroups.org and click on podcasts. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Go to www.alanonfamilygroups.org and click on How to Locate a Meeting. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.